Mandatory evacuation orders as a wildfire threatens the Grand Canyon, prompting the closure of the park's North Rim. Ford issued more recalls in the first half of this year than the next five car manufacturers combined, say federal regulators. This is ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise partly sunny, highs near 77. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Smoky, hazy, and breezy for Sunday, becoming sunny with a high near 81. Monday, sunshine with a high near 81.
It's 67 right now.
Your favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and the drive home with Greg Gunderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98 Q Country.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch the summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives. It takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. I go back.
98 Q Country.
Voice. If anybody ever put a stick. That's when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far, you got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah.
Texas and Kick a Little 98Q Country. Have you been to our website lately? We got all kinds of podcasts and news. We have daily news segments. Monday through Friday, you can kind of get a day's news recap in like 10, 12 minutes. News, sports, everything, even some entertainment news. Check it out. Check out Friday's edition at 98QCountry.com. It's on the right side of the page. I think you'll like it. And the podcast section has some good stuff in there too. Check out our website, 98QCountry.com. Here's Luke Combs.
This is your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. 98Q Country.
Jobs. See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare? Now act just like you don't care. To the sun, howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do
like you wanna. Karaoke in the neon light. Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7-11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me? To the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city. Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just a little, I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a two-lane road. Then to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down? Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna? Do I make you turn into baby, tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, but we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take it there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow?
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Women are currently one of the fastest growing demographics of firearm purchasers. Bader Sports Center in Phillips, your Up North Outdoor headquarters, is your one-stop destination for firearm needs. Bader's is having a ladies' gun promotion during July. Purchase a new firearm worth $400 or more and receive a $50 gift card. Whether it's for hunting, target shooting, or personal defense, Bader's will help you find a firearm to suit your needs. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Bader's Sports Center, next to Pick and Save, in Phillips.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise partly sunny, highs near 77. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Smoky, hazy, and breezy for Sunday, becoming sunny with a high near 81. Monday, sunshine with a high near 81.
It's 67 right now.
I never ask you where you're going. I never ask you where you've been. I never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends.
friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you'd ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I've always said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah. Somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Ah, you still have my heart in the palm of your hand. Like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Red, 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 Nick. Well, the boys round here don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work of digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice-cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out kicking up dust. The boys round here a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco spit. Aw, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawlin' southern drawlin'. Just can't help it because they just keep falling. For the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here, a prayer.
the river. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Lay a blanket on the ground. Kissing in the crickets is the only sound. We out of town. Have you ever got down with a
your weekends be filled with sunshine, summertime, and red hot country.
Good times, sunshine, and summertime.
98 Q Country.
I've been sitting here staring at the clock on the wall. And I've been laying here praying, praying she won't call. It's just another call from home. You'll get it and be gone, and I'll be crying. And I'll be begging you, baby, beg you not to leave. But I'll be left here waiting with my heart on my sleeve. Oh, for the next time we'll be. Seems like a million years, and I think I'm dying. What do I have to do to make you see? She can't love you like me. Why don't you stay? I'm down. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one thing you should know. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? You keep telling me, baby, there will come a time when you'll leave her arms and forever be in mine. But I don't think that's the truth, and I don't like being used, and I'm tired of waiting. It's too much pain to have to bear, to love a man you have to share. Why don't you stay? I'm down on my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. Don't I give you what you need? When she calls you to go, there is one. We don't have to live this way. Baby, why don't you stay? I can't take it any longer, but my will is getting stronger, and I think I know just what I have to do. I've given you my best. Why does she get the best of you? So the next time you find you wanna leave. stay. I'm up off my knees. I'm so tired of being lonely. You can't give me what I need. When she begs you not to go, there is one.
In my boots, so I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." Packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. Said where to, she said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah. In your Chevrolet. Lord knows I've been praying for the day a girl like her would say. Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one.
Yeah, so what led you into this? You have thousands and thousands of people following you on many social media platforms. Talk about how this all started, first of all, if you could.
I mean, it really started with just my passion for not only just these small-town taverns and small businesses, but just, you know, just the social aspect of, like you said, going out and just having a couple cold drinks and maybe having a great homemade meal that some of these great bars have to offer. And I got to a point in my life where I just wasn't geared to keep going to the same place. You know, you get your local bar that everybody, you know, kind of goes to, and it's, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to start heading to different places and, you know, see what happens. And I had the idea for this crazy account. And I went to the very first bar, Langer's Bar. It's a little tiny bar down in the river bottoms just east of Ellsworth. I think everybody's familiar with Ellsworth cheese curds.
Yeah.
And I went there and did a short little video and I decided to throw it on my TikTok account. I actually took the video first, and I made the TikTok account, and that video, I think, did over 700,000 views, realized I might be onto something here.
Yeah, that's a pretty good jump start. Exactly. Talk about... Let's feature, grab one first of all from, of course, we're in northern Wisconsin here, Hayward Park Falls area. So let's grab one of them first of all and give an idea of where this venture has taken you. So maybe one of your favorites on the list there in the Hayward Park Falls, northern Wisconsin area.
Well, I think maybe the most iconic bar in that area, I think, would have to be the Moccasin right in downtown Hayward. It definitely looks like a dive bar on the outside. It's, you know, the old green siding, and it looks like, you know, maybe it could be fixed up a little bit, but in my eyes, I think it looks absolutely perfect on the outside. And when you walk inside, you realize that there's so much quirky taxidermy and giant walleye or musky mounts in there. And, you know, it just has that great vibe that we all love about these great dive bars that are all over the state of Wisconsin.
So the Moccasin down in Hayward, folks, of course, in the Hayward area, very familiar with that. So what qualifies, is there a certain criteria that makes it a dive bar? What would make it too fancy schmancy for you to say, nope, not a dive bar?
Yeah, you know, I think the dive bar term, it's all, you know, on the individual. Some place that I might consider a dive bar might not be a dive bar to other people. But I think, you know, when people normally think of a dive bar, they think, you know, it's dark, it's, you know, it's really dim in there, and the beers are cheap, and they may not even serve food, and, you know, they have their pull tabs and their pickled pig's feet and pickled gizzards behind the bar. But, you know, I think another criteria of a dive bar is just a bar with history. You know, there's so many bars in the state that are, you know, 80 plus years old, and, you know, they're time capsules, and they really are almost like a museum of sorts, especially, you know, to certain areas. You know, there's, you know, in that Hayward area, there's so many gangster ties, even in northern Wisconsin, really all over Wisconsin, but, you know, just, you know, during the Prohibition days with Capone and, you know, all those, you know, all those famous gangsters from the Chicago area. And they really are museums, you know, to a certain extent, and they're destination spots. And not only that, to a lot of people, they're just a local watering hole that, you know, that may hold two or three, and maybe sometimes even four generations of memories and history.
Porns, are you on everyone? Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that stuff, everything?
Yep, I'm on, yeah, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, TikTok. Yeah, I get a lot of views. I'm all over the place. I guess Facebook is probably my biggest one, and TikTok isn't too far behind it. And I'm right around 380,000 followers strong. So I guess I'm not the only person out there that enjoys these dive bars.
Have you ever... again, we're with Jared Schutz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. Have you ever walked into a bar with this dive bar review and the person who owns it has been like insulted that you're there? Have you ever run into that?
You know, it's happened a couple of times, and I think maybe because people don't understand maybe the concept of a dive bar, they think it's a derogatory term, and I think maybe there was a day and age where it was, and now I think it's pretty well known that, you know, the term dive bar is almost like a badge of honor. It's you know, to be considered a dive bar, because you just have to have that you know, that at home feel and just that great vibe, you know, to be a dive bar. I think, you know, like you were saying earlier, you know, the fancier places, or, you know, there's a lot of great fancier places too, like Anglers in Hayward is a beautiful place. It's definitely not a dive bar. I've reviewed it because it's a locally owned establishment that's, you know, that's an iconic place in Hayward as well. Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily all about the total dives, but, you know, just more so when I get to an area, you know, hitting a popular place, you know, that, that people go to so often, that people love to see, you know, given, you know, given its due too, and getting some airtime on my social media platforms.
Yeah. Okay. So let's delve into the diviest of the dive bars, people who have embraced the dive bar, where maybe the building is, it's standing, but the, you know, it's a question of whether it'll be standing the next day. So give me a diviest of the dive bars, and maybe somebody who embraces that.
Well, I don't think there's any question. Like when you were describing that, I was picturing the Plywood Palace up in Mukwa, just maybe 10 minutes west of Ashland. And I've actually been there three times, and I was there about a month ago. And like you said, like it's standing, but I don't think anybody has any idea how. But it's, you know, that's a destination place. And somebody, I was talking to somebody about it here a couple weeks ago, and they told me that, yeah, the Plywood Palace is kind of the Vatican of dive bars. And it, as soon as they said it, I said, that makes the most sense. And I, you know, every other dive bar is just a spinoff of that one, you know, kind of like the Catholic churches are all just a spinoff of the Vatican, really. So yeah. So that makes total sense to me. That sounds about right. And that's just an iconic place. And, man, I don't know how much longer it's going to be around, but there's no question that it's probably the most popular dive bar in the entire state.
You mentioned, you touched on it just a little bit about the history, and it really, I would guess that a lot of these places you go to is almost like a museum or a historical society where there's artifacts, there's stories, not only verbally, but visually, but that is a living history of our area, right?
Yeah, 100%. And that's one of the things with doing what I do and the views that I get. You know, I'm doing, you know, 100 million views a year doing this, and it's preserving, you know, the history of this state. Obviously, we all know that there's no state that likes a cold beverage like Wisconsin does.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so much of that history, and you know, we have, that's one of the big things about the Tavern League of Wisconsin, is there to help preserve that history too. And I've actually become an affiliate member of the Tavern League, and it's such a tight-knit family, and it's an honor for me to be able to be associated with them, and you know, we're on the same page, and at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want these places to be around for a long, long time, and unfortunately, speaking of the Hayward area, I my phone blew up this weekend, more so than normal, and unfortunately, we lost a great pub in Stone Lake, little unincorporated town, beautiful bar that I reviewed, Stone Lake Pub. I believe I was there 5 weeks ago, and unfortunately they had a fire. I believe it was late Friday night, and that place is a total loss. It was a 99-year-old place and beautiful inside and out. And I just, it's heartbreaking for me, you know, to think of the owners and all the workers and the patrons, you know, that called that place home for many, many years. And, hopefully things are, you know, hopefully things are set up where they can rebuild. But when you lose a place like that, it hits me. Like it's, you know, I enter these places as a stranger and I leave as family, and it's, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears goes into running a bar. I know. And so I just, my heart goes out to the Stone Lake area and the owners of the Stone Lake Pub.
Check them out on all the social media platforms. Just millions of views. People are just really, really enticed and enthralled by this. So talk about something maybe that you found at a dive bar that even surprised you. I mean, you've seen the Rocky Mountain oysters and all the traditional things that go along with some of these dive bars. But give me something that even made your head kind of maybe turn a little bit in a bar you walked into.
Yeah, there's so many quirky things that you see, whether it's the setup in a bathroom where you could sit on a toilet and at the same time you could be washing your hands in the sink. You know, sometimes the plumbing is questionable at best, but you know, everything from the quirky taxidermy to seeing mice sitting around a table playing cards with little beer mugs in their hands, and And like, if this isn't Wisconsin, I don't know what is. And, you know, it's, there's just so many quirky things that, that just make you laugh and make you smile and just make the place, you know, just feel, you know, just have that vibe that just makes you feel at home when you step into a place.
Yeah. And I'm sure you have, you mentioned this a little bit too, that you have a chance, depending on your schedule, of course, you're a working man like all of us, but you get a chance some of the places to maybe hang around a little bit longer than others. And like you said, by the time you get out of there, it's like you got a new family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the coolest part about what I do is the people that I meet and the stories that I hear. I know how much so many of these bars mean to so many people, whether it's, you know, whether it's in downtown Hayward or whether it's in downtown Milwaukee or somewhere out on a gravel road that Google doesn't even know where it is. You know, these are home to so many people. And yeah, it's just, you know, to be able to travel to these places and give them, you know, the love that they deserve, it's just been, it's been a blessing. You know, I had no idea what was going to happen when I when I started this account, but 920 bars in, and as how many I've reviewed to this point, and sometimes I'm at a place for a half hour, sometimes I'm there for, you know, I would say the average time is probably an hour, and other times I'll be there for 3 or 4 hours or 5 hours. It just all depends on what my schedule is and my itinerary. But that's the hardest job I have, is leaving these places, because I could easily sit down and stay at a place for hours on end. But unfortunately, that's not the job that I have. And you know, it's one of the downsides of what I do. But yeah, I think that people love what I do. They keep, you know, seeing the places that I hit, and they keep suggesting more places, which I absolutely love, because that's how I find some of these hidden gems, is from the suggestions of my great followers.
Yeah. Craig Schutz with us from Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. You can check it out on all the social media platforms. You know, we talk about having the cold beverage and the atmosphere, but I think part of these dive bars, too, is a lot of times these places have some very unique food menus and food choices, and a lot of times, most of the time, the owners are cooking in the back. So that's a big draw for people, too, isn't it, is the food side of these dive bars?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not much of a seafood guy, but there's places that they'll have seafood or walleye. You can get better food at some of these bars out in the sticks than you could get going into a big city and finding some, you know, some fancy place that's going to cost you, you know, you go, two people go on a date and have a meal and a couple drinks, and it's going to cost you $100. You know, you can get a better meal and you can spend, you know, half of that at some of these places. And I'm a big burger and fries guy. I just always have. I'm a meat and potatoes guy. And I was up in the cable area here about a month ago, and I got pointed to a bar. There was another bar owner that suggested a place, the Pioneer Bar, and it was just out in the woods, and it seemed like we came through an opening in the woods, and there was a bar there, and there was a bunch of people, and I think I had the best burger that I've ever had in my life, which says a lot, because I've had so many burgers, and it was, you know, it wasn't just the burger itself, it was the way it was seasoned, and the fries were incredible, and so, you know, to have eaten so many burgers and to get one that really, really stands out, you know, that's, you know, it's a special place. And like I said, I mean, a burger and a couple beers for $20. I mean, you can't beat that, especially nowadays.
Millions of views on this on social media. Absolutely crazy. You mentioned kind of how it got started. How many years now have you been doing this?
It will be 3.5 years on July 14th. So it was January 14th of 2022 when I started it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, who would have thought? Who knows when, Jared, where life leads you with these ventures. And we are, again, with Jared Schultz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And Jared, But pick out one more for me. Give us one more in this week-long look at dive bars here in the Hayward and Northern Wisconsin area. Pick out maybe another favorite of yours you can share with folks.
I mean, we could do another place with so much great history up there is the Sawmill in Sealy. I don't know if you've been to that place, but it's another place that's filled with history, and it's right on 63. And when you drive by it, you know that it's a unique place. And I had finally stopped in there for the first time about a year ago, and I got a tour from the owner, who was absolutely wonderful. And like it used to be an auto mechanic place back in the back, and it's been numerous things, and it's now just a giant bar with, you know, a bunch of seating, great food, and it's a historic place, you know, in northern Wisconsin. It's just a really, really unique looking place, and it's definitely worth a stop. If I know how many thousands of people drive by on Highway 63 any given Friday heading up north.
Yeah. Another unique thing, I think, Jared, too, about Wisconsin bars especially is we have a lot of specialty beers here. We have, of course, the New Glarus, which is a Wisconsin beer. And that's kind of a draw for tourists and other people, too, I think, is that unique experience with the beer, the beverage itself, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I wonder, on average, how many cases of Spotted Cow gets smuggled back across Minnesota or Illinois or Iowa on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. I will let the police handle that. So you're, again, people can find you on all the social platforms, Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And here's a question I had when I was watching some of them over the weekend. Now, do you ever have a situation where you surprise people where you walk in, or do you say, you know what, we're coming in and we're going to record, or do you ever just kind of cold wing it and just kind of, let's see what happens here?
You know, a lot of the places I just wing it, because I may make my first stop of the day, and without me even knowing it, you know, I'll sit there and I'll chat with the locals, and they'll tell me about another amazing bar that's 3 or 4 miles away. And so then I kind of let them choose where I go next, and then I'll, you know, head to that place, and I just kind of, it's kind of just how it goes some days. And, you know, I always go into a place. A lot of times, like my intro that you see, my intro is done before I walk in. And then I walk in, I'm always 100% respectful, talk to the, you know, bartender, the locals, you know, I get recognized so much. So that helps too, but I always let people know, you know, what I'm doing before I do go back outside and come back in and, mm-hmm. and record again. I know there's a lot of people that absolutely love being on my videos, but, you know, at the same time, I know there's people that do like their privacy, and I totally respect that. And, you know, I have had, you know, a small amount of people just tell me they didn't want to be in the video, and I'm totally respectful and make sure I don't get them in the video. I said I do all the videoing, all the editing, everything myself. So if anybody shoots me a message on any one of my platforms, it's always me on the other end 100%. And that's the way I always want to keep it.
Everybody has a story, Jared. I always say everybody has a story. When you go to one of these dive bars, there's a pretty decent chance that if you sit at the bar, you're probably going to hear somebody's, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite a adventure that it's taken you. So what's the future? Are you ever going to run out? Are you going to run out of dive bars, Jared? Do you fear that?
Boy, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how many of them are considered dive bars, but according to Keith Kern, who is the Tavern League president, he tells me there's 9,000 bars in this state.
Oh, I think you're good.
I probably average, around 275. To 300 of them a year, and like at my current pace, it's gonna, like I said, I'll hit bar number 1,000 in September is when bar number 1,000 is gonna be. So it's gonna take me, you know, just a shade under 4 years to do that. So it's gonna take me 35 years to hit them all if that's what my goal is. I don't know. I take things day by day. You know, I plan things, you know, months in advance, but at the same time, I can't live Tuesday until I live Monday, and I can't live next weekend until I live this weekend. That's, you know, I try to you know, big picture, but at the same time, you know, just one day at a time, you know, just
and
with
what,
everyday life. I think and what we have to look at.
Yeah, and what brings dive bars together is it's not a small town or a big town thing. There's dive bars in downtown Minneapolis probably and in Siren. I mean,
right.
it's universal, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, they all kind of have that common denominator. You know, I feel like a true dive bar, I feel like 20% of each bar is exactly the same. And then it's like kind of how it's decorated around that 20% is what makes it different, you know?
Exactly. Jared, well, we thank you for joining us. Talk about at Wisco Dive Bars. And you can go to the Wisco Dive Bar Reviews, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff. Millions and millions of views, good stuff. And just a great reference point, too, for people to find these places. So, Jared, continue along the path and telling people stories, and thank you for taking time to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, too, I do have a website.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, I hit these bars, and people want to try to find where they're at. WiscoDiveBars.com is a thing. If you go on there, it will show a map of Wisconsin. Every bar location I've been to is pinned. And you can zoom into any area, whether it's Hayward or Park Falls or Phillips or Milwaukee. You can zoom in, click on any pin on the map, and it will pull up my video off of YouTube. And then there's also a big blue button that says navigate here, and it'll give you GPS coordinates right to the bar. So WiscoDiveBars.com is where to go for that. And,
cool.
Yeah, it makes it a kind of a pocket, a handheld guide to finding all these great dive bars that I've been to.
Very cool. Jared, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Appreciate it very much.
I appreciate you having me on.
Don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drowning memories. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones,